Nick, file this for me, would you?
Yeah.
Where's Rojo?
Late.
I trust someone will inform him I do not approve.
It's Harris's turn.
Thank you. What about the new third grade? What's her name? Batista, right?
Yep. She went out for some donuts.
Is that her responsibility?
It's her money.
My God!
What's the matter?
They're crazy!
Police pension fund financial report. Not good?
Barney, look at the junk they're investing our money in. 1,232 shares in the First Women's Bank and Trust Company?
I've heard of it.
Well, what kind of a ridiculous institution is that?
They cater to single women who are financially independent. Come to think of it, so do I.
30 years I've been contributing to this fund, and they gamble it away on women.
I could have done that myself. I'm quicker.
Wouldn't exactly call investing in a women's bank gambling. It's different. You may even say progressive. Gambling? How many shares?
1,232.
I don't understand it. I didn't do anything. Nothing. I am absolutely innocent.
Who among us can say that?
Come on, over here, get in there.
Come on. All right.
What do we got here?
This is Mrs. Hansen, Barn. I step out the subway onto the platform, and I see this guy rip off her purse and take off.
Yeah, it was leather, and it had a hand-tooled shoulder strap and little bronze buckles.
Very tasteful.
You're late. Barney doesn't care for that.
I was working.
It's okay, Wojo. Good job.
Yeah, except the guy got away.
Well, who's that?
Sal Mitchell.
What did he do?
Absolutely nothing.
That's what I'm trying to tell you!
I hope you didn't feel obligated to arrest just anybody.
Oh, no, it ain't that, Barney. He just stood there and watched it happen. He didn't lift a finger to help this lady. He just stood there and watched it get ripped off. So I arrested him.
On what charge?
Non-involvement.
Taking off the cuffs now, so just be careful of those hands, honey. We got a real sickie here, Captain. Indecent exposure.
I don't see any donuts.
Undependable.
So, I was on my way to the bakery when Mr. Yusuk over here comes over to me and asks me if I got change for a quarter. So I whip open my purse, and ese tipo se abrió el abrigo, y ay, Dios mío, ahí está. Hombre, chico, so I slammed the cuffs on him.
If I had known she was a cop, I never would have done it.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, mister.
What?
It's true, Nick.
Would it make any difference to you if I told you I was in group therapy?
No difference.
Maybe.
You see, there are many of us around with the same problem.
Then this is not the first time it's happened. Hmm?
Do I have to answer that now?
No. Haven't you been read your rights?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Book him, make arrangements with Bellevue and give him his one phone call.
Come on.
What about me?
You keep your pants on.
He didn't, and he got the call.
We'll get to you when we're ready to get to you.
Wojo.
Barney wants to see you in his office.
I wasn't late.
Wojo, we'll find something else to talk about.
Oh, all right. Well,
We talk a lot about our childhood in therapy. You know, behavior of this sort is rooted in our early years.
What's the matter? You never heard of baseball?
Barn is a good bust. The guy just stood there. He refused to help.
Sure. Despicable, I agree. But illegal?
It's in a penal code. I read it.
Roger. The assistance law, section 195 point something, states that a person must help a police officer if the police officer identifies himself as such and requests assistance. Did you identify yourself and request assistance?
Well, not in so many words.
How many words?
Two.
What'd you say?
Grab him.
Grab him? Oh, Joe, how was the man supposed to know you were a cop?
Well, I said it with authority.
Hello, Harris. Got here as fast as I could.
Anybody call Arnold Ripner, counselor at law? Nice try, Arnold. Sorry.
Don't give me that. We can't all be in Rockefeller Center. Some of us prefer to practice our profession at the grassroots level, within reach of the little man.
You're regular William Jennings Bryan, aren't you?
You're damn right. Arnold Ripner, Ripner and Associates. And you?
I don't need a lawyer.
How do you know?
I didn't do nothing.
Don't give me principles. You want to get off?
Hey, come on, Arnold. Stop soliciting, huh?
Live and let live, will you, Harris? Nick?
Yeah?
What did he do?
Don't ask me. He's a Warjo's caller.
How do you do, Ripner and Associates? Arnold Ripner.
Victim.
Take a card, in case you're thinking of revenge.
How is it, Mrs. Hansen?
It tastes like pencils.
That's not the coffee. That's the cup.
Okay, Mr. Yusik, the procedure now is downstairs for fingerprints and photographs. Is that the procedure?
Fingerprints and photographs.
What did I tell you? Downstairs for fingerprints and photographs.
Yusik?
Yusik.
Mr. Yusik? Here.
No. My lawyer is already on his way down.
Don't be cocky. I had an uncle went like that.
All right, you can go.
What do you mean I can go?
I mean you can go. Come on, beat it.
But am I still under arrest?
Nope.
Why?
We changed our minds about holding you. That's all.
How come?
Would you get out of that cage?
Now I want a lawyer.
Mr. Mitchell, you understand you're not being charged with anything? You're free to go?
I think I got a little case of false arrest here.
Oh, I want that for a total lack of gratitude.
Okay, okay. The man wants to talk to a lawyer, let him talk to a lawyer.
Fine, you go talk to a lawyer.
What did I do wrong, huh? I witnessed a crime. Is that a crime, to witness a crime? Ask the lady with the coffee. What happened, huh? I saw this guy snatch your purse. Am I right, lady with the coffee?
You could have helped me.
I could have helped, but I didn't gotta.
Excuse me.
May I help you?
I'm Lyle Farber, the attorney for Mr. Charles Yusik.
Sure. You were here once before, weren't you, Mr. Farber?
Yes, I was arrested last year for indecent exposure.
Mr. Farber, Captain Miller, remember? How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm in group therapy. I've been on the wagon for over a year.
Congratulations.
But Charlie, Mr. Yusik and I are classmates. I'm sorry he didn't reach me before he went off the deep end. It helps to talk to a fellow compulsive. Are you holding him up here?
Yeah, he's downstairs being printed and photographed.
May I wait up here?
Please, be my guest.
Thanks.
$2,400 shares, Kensington Copper. Number 5,500 shares, Lewis Petroleum.
How do we stand?
Not too bad. The police pension fund is supposed to have over $1 billion.
I got a lawyer.
And we got a case felony. It ought to cost the city about $5 million.
Give or take $5 million.
$5 million? You're nuts.
You had my client locked up in there. I was a witness to that.
Come on, Arnold. Your client refused to assist a police officer. That's against the law. Now, we're just choosing to overlook
it. Not so fast. Now, what about the inconvenience, the humiliation?
What? Were you humiliated, Mr. Mitchell?
Well, I... And you didn't have that stammer before, did you? Besides, you had no grounds for arresting my client in the first place. Did you know that man was a police officer?
Nope. You did, too. You?
How? Were you wearing a uniform?
Oh, of course not. I'm a detective.
Come on, Arnold. This man must have known it was a crime in progress, didn't you, Mr. Mitchell?
Hold it. You don't talk, I talk. Did you show him any identification? Or did you just say, take my word for it, I'm a cop?
I didn't have time to show him nothing. I just had time to yell, grab him!
Grab? That's all. What's wrong with that? It's a little skimpy.
No. Your client should have known instinctively that this man was a police officer. Just from the authoritative way he acted.
Thanks, Barney.
Huh?
He said, thanks, Barn.
You're welcome.
Incidentally, you'll all be named in the suit, along with the police commissioner, the entire police force, and the city of New York.
Yeah, well, go ahead and try it.
Well, Joe, they don't need any encouragement.
You got a copy of the arrest report?
I'm not done yet.
Oh, wait. I hope you have a good lawyer. I'm not available.
Do we have to show it to him, Barn?
Yes, we have to show it to him. While you're at it, you might as well call division, tell them what to expect. They'll contact the city attorney's office.
Okay, Barn, I'm not worried.
Wonderful. That'll give us all something to cling to.
Mr. Yusuk, right this way, please.
Where do I go?
Into the cage. Into the cage.
Into the cage.
It's just what I said, into the cage.
Oh, Lyle, thank God you're here.
Don't excite yourself, Charlie.
Don't talk to the prisoner, please.
I'm Mr. Yusick's attorney.
Well, wait till you hear what he did.
I know what he did. I've done it myself.
What do you got, a team?
There are far worse crimes committed by mankind than a little aberrant self-expression, young lady.
Go talk in the cage.
Yes, sir, I can understand that. The city doesn't need the headache. But there is an ambiguity in the law. And Detective Wojo Howitz did exercise his best judgment. No, sir, I do not mean to imply that's as good as it gets. The expense, the aggravation. Settle it here. Yes, sir.
What'd they say?
They don't want the headache. They want us to settle it here.
Well, that's a crummy attitude.
Won't you? They won't get through today's court calendar in our lifetimes.
But the law says...
I know what the law says.
Well, don't you agree with me?
Yes, I agree with you. But we are men of high integrity. The city can't afford us. All right. Put the arrest report finished and make sure that Arnold gets a copy. Arnold, We'll have you out of here in a few minutes. I've just spoken to the division, and they have spoken to the commissioner's office.
A little upset, are they?
Oh, yes, but they have informed us that they will back us up with every resource at the city's command.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see you, Mr. Mitchell. We'll be seeing a lot of each other in the next 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years?
Sure. Didn't your attorney explain it to you? This is a long and drawn-out business. I mean, there's appearances, depositions. Sure, this is going to take a lot of time, and it's very expensive.
You didn't say nothing about expensive. Don't worry about it. Don't you know when you're getting a hype?
A hype? Come on. The client is an intelligent man. You can understand what ramifications there would be if the city caved in a case like this. Can you imagine the retroactive can of peas we would open up? They could bury us, am I right, Arnold?
They would never let a case like this go to court.
Mr. Mitchell.
Yes.
Tell me, you ever take a nice leisurely walk in Central Park in the evening?
Me? Are you crazy?
You can understand how the city needs the goodwill of the police department. If you don't think they're going to back us up on this, you got another thing coming.
Hey, I'm starting to believe in myself.
On me. They turned down our requisition for toilet paper.
You told me me this is going to be one of them quick things.
Let's talk about it in the hall.
You told me they'd be nervous.
Stop talking.
I am not talking. You said they didn't want trouble.
In the hall.
That they'd offer us money.
Wait. What was that?
He said we'd get a settlement and we'd split it.
50-50.
No, 70-30. Hey!
Hey, Barn, that was beautiful. You better be ready to settle.
Lyle, you know, I'm getting very nervous, Lyle. You know the feeling when you want to take everything off and run through the park naked?
Yeah.
Well, Lyle, I can't stand it, you know. I'm burning up, Lyle.
Charlie, oh, as a lawyer, I'm telling you, don't do it.
Yeah.
As a friend,
yeah,
I think it's kicked.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, folks, I want to go to the bathroom, and I really mean it.
Okay, just hold on a minute. Wait, take it easy.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
He said it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa. All right. We talked it over. My client is willing to settle for $10,000.
50-50.
Big deal.
Bar.
They want $10,000.
Little settlement, Arnold?
It's a possibility. Talk it over with the city attorney.
They already have. Their attitude is millions for defense, not 1 cent for tribute.
Are you kidding? They haven't got millions for defense.
Probably don't have 1 cent for tribute either.
He's not kidding. They already owe me money. I bought 3 municipal bonds. Try selling them some fun.
Sure. $10,000? Out of the question.
How about 5?
Will you let me handle this?
The city is busted. Let's keep this between me and them. What do you say? 5?
5 what?
$1,000.
Crazy, where am I going to get $5,000?
Well, don't cops carry malpractice insurance?
No, but I'll tell them you suggested it. Your name will be on the lips of every police officer in town.
Oh, man.
But they make me an offer.
I haven't got any money.
Vote on anything?
Bowling ball.
What kind of bowling ball?
Listen, you work it out. I'll send you a bill.
What bill? I'm not paying anything.
Then get a lawyer.
I'll handle it.
Thank you.
Listen, call me in the morning. We'll arrange a settlement.
First thing in the morning.
Does it come with a case?
Yeah.
Deal?
Yeah, okay.
Just a minute. You're not one of them weirdos that uses a 2-finger ball, are you?
Well, that's the only kind I know how to bowl with.
A 2-finger ball? Well, how about an apology?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Forget it.
I think you did pretty good.
Lyle! I'm coming out, Lyle. And I'm naked.
Naked?
I've seen it before. He wants to humiliate himself.
How about us?
Okay, now listen to music. This is a police station. And I want to tell you, oyeme bruto, no te salgas desnudo, because if you come out there looking like that, you're going to be one sorry person. What, are you kidding us? You're dressed.
Yeah, but wasn't it exciting just to talk about it?
Get in the cage.
Bellevue, this is Harris over the 12th precinct. Yeah, send over a cookie truck, will you?
Even with Social Security, it's going to be a miserable life.
course, we both got life insurance. If I die, Bernice will be okay. Of course, if Bernice dies first... I wouldn't want to live. Not like this, anyway.
Sandwiches are here.
Oh, yeah.
Send her out for lunch, too?
Nah, I wanted to make up for the donuts. Roast beef?
$2,200 in municipal bonds plus the savings account.
You still aggravating yourself?
Yeah, it gives you an idea what you can look forward to.
If you're a friend, you'll keep it to yourself.
70% of my base pay on pension payments minus $200 a month for insurance.
Tuna on rye?
Yeah.
$1.10.
Minus $1.10 comes to...
Well, if you were offended by that episode, allow us to be a repeat offender. TV Land brings you another tale of crime, punishment, and bad coffee with Barney Miller next as we stay twice as nice all day long.